Since there are no Senate or gubernatorial races in Colorado this year, a lot of focus will be on the state legislative races. Term limits are forcing out 4 Democrats in the House and 4 in the Senate. But Jody, others are leaving for reasons that have nothing to do with term limits.
It varies from just being tired of serving in the legislature to moving over to the Senate to run in that chamber instead, to the fact that reapportionment and all its variations and different versions that came up last year, the final map was a little tough on Republicans and a couple Democrats too, but put some incumbents in the same district. And one of those was in a Senate district in Denver, with Joyce Foster and Patrick Stedman both being lumped in the same district. Senator Foster, who has served several terms and before that has had an active political life on the Denver City Council, opted last year to not seek reelection and challenge Patrick Stedman, a relative newcomer and kind of a up-and-comer as well in terms of the Democratic Party.
Well, let's talk about Democrats a little bit more. Currently, they control the state Senate. Will the exodus of lawmakers change that control? And what about in the House, where they are the minority?
Well, let's start off in the Senate first. Democrats have a 5-point margin. That's going to be hard to overcome. I mean, Republicans are hopeful, but that's a lot to make up. I think what they're really concentrating on is the House, and the Republicans only control the House by one vote.
But 4 Republicans in the House are term limited. So, Jody, what's the best case, worst case scenario for the GOP when it comes to hanging on to this chamber?
Well, Republicans feel that they've got a really good, strong group of candidates. When you talk to the House Majority Fund people, which is the group that's working on behalf of Democratic candidates, and they feel that they also have a strong group of candidates. You know, both sides have a lot at stake, but the Democrats are hoping that some of the Obama supporters who dropped off in 2010 will be re-energized this year and will come out and, of course, vote for the legislative candidates besides the presidential candidate. Republicans, on the other hand, are hoping that their slight rise in voter registration is going to be helpful. And they also feel that they can keep the momentum going from 2010 when they had a really good run.
Well, we're talking about next year. If we come back to the here and now, for the lawmakers that do know that they are leaving, how is this going to impact their voting in the final days of the session, say on some of the bigger ticket items like civil unions, for example? Republicans defeated that bill by one vote last year.
That's right. And we'd heard a scenario where there may be some exiting lawmakers on the Republican side who might be tempted to vote for civil unions because they have nothing to use and won't be facing the electorate again. But we've yet to really pin down the numbers. Mark Ferrandino, the House Democratic leader, who is also the sponsor this year of the civil unions bill, was unable to find a Republican sponsor, but he does feel confident that this will get passed this year. And we aren't sure whether the Republicans are going to stay in line and do basically what Frank McNulty, the House Speaker, wants, or whether they'll be courageous enough to vote their own conscience. We do know that there are some Republicans who will be voting for civil unions. Whether it's enough remains to be seen.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Sturgoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.